Leviticus chapter 23. The Lord told Moses to speak to the Israelites and to tell them this: These are the appointed times of the Lord, which you shall proclaim as holy convocations. These are my appointed times. On 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day there shall be a Sabbath of complete rest, a holy convocation. You shall not do any work. It shall be a Sabbath to the Lord in all the places you live. These are the appointed times of the Lord, the holy convocations which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. The first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, is the Lord's Passover. And the 15th day of this month is the festival of unleavened bread for the Lord. You shall eat unleavened bread for 7 days. On the first day, a holy convocation is to be proclaimed for you. You shall not do any work in your regular occupation. You shall present an offering by fire to the Lord for 7 days. The seventh day shall be proclaimed as a holy convocation. You shall not do any work for your regular occupation. The Lord told Moses to speak to the people of Israel and tell them this: When you enter the land that I am giving to you, and you reap its harvest, and when you bring the first sheaf of your harvest to the priest, so that he may wave the sheaf before the Lord, so that you will be accepted, the priest shall wave it on the day after the Sabbath. On the day that you wave the sheaf, you shall offer as a burnt offering to the Lord a lamb without blemish, 1 year old. The grain offering accompanying it is to be 4 quarts of fine wheat flour mixed with oil, a gift to the Lord, a pleasing aroma. The drink offering accompanying it shall be 1 quart of wine. You shall not eat any of this year's bread or roasted grain or fresh ears until this very day, until you have brought the offering of your God. This is a permanent regulation throughout your generations in all the places you live. Then from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you bring the sheaf to be waved, you shall count off 7 weeks for yourselves. They must be complete weeks. You shall count 50 days until you reach the day after the seventh Sabbath. Then you shall present an offering of new grain to the Lord. From the places where you live, you shall bring 2 loaves of bread as a wave offering. They shall be made of 4 quarts of fine wheat flour, baked with yeast, as first ripe produce for the Lord. Then with the bread you shall present 7 lambs without blemish, each of them 1 year old, 1 young bull from the herd, and 2 rams. They shall be a whole burnt offering for the Lord, together with their grain offerings and their drink offerings, an offering made by fire with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. You shall also present the sin offering with 1 male goat, and the fellowship offering with 2 1-year-old male lambs. The priest shall wave them, together with the bread from the first ripe produce, as a wave offering before the Lord, in addition to the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. On this very same day you shall make a proclamation. A holy convocation will be proclaimed for you. You shall do no work in your regular occupation. This is a permanent regulation in all the places you live throughout your generations. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not completely reap the edges of your field or gather the drop stalks from your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the resident alien. I am the Lord your God. The Lord told Moses to speak to the people of Israel. In the 7th month, on the 1st of the month, you shall have a complete rest, a memorial celebration with loud blasts of the ram's horn, proclaimed as a holy convocation. You shall not do any work in your regular occupation, and you shall present a gift made by fire to the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses. It is the 10th day of this 7th month that is the Day of Atonement. It shall be proclaimed as a holy convocation for you. You shall humble yourselves, and you shall present an offering made by fire to the Lord. You shall not do any work on this special day, because it is the Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God. Indeed, anyone who does not humble himself on this special day will be cut off from his people. Anyone who does any work on this very special day, I will exterminate from the midst of his people. You shall do no work. This is a permanent regulation throughout your generations in all your places where you live. It is a Sabbath of complete rest for you. You shall humble yourselves on the 9th day of the month at evening. From that evening until the next evening, you shall observe a Sabbath rest. The Lord told Moses to tell the people of Israel this: beginning on the 15th day of the 7th month, celebrate the festival of shelters for 7 days for the Lord. On the first day, proclaim a holy convocation. You shall not do any work for your regular occupation. For 7 days you shall bring an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the 8th day, proclaim a holy convocation for yourselves, and you shall present an offering made by fire to the Lord. This is a closing ceremony. You shall not do any work for your regular occupation. These are the appointed times of the Lord, which you shall proclaim as holy convocations for the presentation of offerings made by fire to the Lord, burnt offerings and grain offerings, sacrifices and drink offerings as commanded for each day. Offer these in addition to the Sabbath offerings of the Lord, in addition to your personal wave offerings, in addition to all your offerings to fulfill a vow, and in addition to all your voluntary offerings that you give to the Lord. Beginning exactly on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the produce of the land, when you go to celebrate the festival of the Lord for 7 days as a pilgrim, there shall be a complete Sabbath rest on the first day, and a complete Sabbath rest on the 8th day. On the first day you shall select for yourselves fruit from splendid trees, branches of palm trees, boughs from leafy trees, and willows from by the stream. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. Celebrate the festival for the Lord as a pilgrim for 7 days each year. This is a permanent regulation throughout your generations. In the 7th month you shall celebrate the festival as a pilgrim. You shall live in temporary shelters for 7 days. Every native-born person in Israel shall live in shelters, so that your generations may know that I made the people of Israel live in shelters when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. That is what Moses said about the appointed times of the Lord to the people of Israel.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.